Welcome to the Hipster Mama Speaks. I'm Thea Teresa English, and tonight's episode is all about summer side hustle ideas. With tonight being the first night of the month of June, usually around this time, many families go on summer vacations. The kids are all out of school, and if you just graduated from high school, you might be getting your first start in the workforce, or you might be on your way to college in the fall. There's just so many things that go on in the summer. The kids, a lot of times, they're in summer camp, be it through a nonprofit organization, or sometimes these camps are offered through their churches. There's just a lot that is happening. But one of the best ways to spend your summer is to use these hot summer months to earn extra income. And on tonight's episode, that's what inspires this episode. Just ways that I can talk about all the different ways that you can boost your income this summer. So you don't have to just spend your summer just watching YouTube videos. For example, you can perhaps start your own channel and start to slowly build that side hustle, and actually that could become a form of residual income. Or you can start a blog this summer. There's so many different side hustle ideas. But since blogging is a very common side hustle, I decided not to really go into detail on this episode, because I'm sure there's a ton of different podcast episodes. There's a ton of videos, a lot of articles that deal with blogging. So, and I don't really like to rehash the same info too much. So, but I will I'll give it a short mention on tonight's episode, is that you can build a residual income also through blogging. One of the best ways to do that is, as far as monetizing your blog, is through affiliate marketing. And I'll just mention briefly what that is. What affiliate marketing is when you sign up through an affiliate website such as ClickBank, and there's also Amazon affiliates, so you can work with that site for affiliate marketing for your blog. And what you do is you choose different products from these different websites, and they'll show up on your blog. And each time a customer clicks on this product and makes a purchase, you get a percentage of the profit from the affiliate company. And this helps you monetize your blog. Now, another way to monetize your blog is by selling a variety of services. You might sell everything from books, ebooks. You might sell online courses, and some people offer paid memberships for certain articles on their blog. So that's another way you can monetize it. So I just wanted to give that a short mention, because really for the majority of this episode, it won't be exclusively dedicated to blogging as a side hustle. But that is a profitable side hustle. Many people have turned to blogging, and it just started out as a hobby. Now it's their full-time job. It's their new full-time job. They were able to quit their day jobs and dedicate most of their time to blogging. And it's the same way with those who started YouTube channels. There have been many stories of those who started out just doing daily vlogs or weekly vlogs, and they start to gain subscribers. And now YouTube, it has become their full-time job. That's their main hustle. So just at the top of this episode, I want to mention those two, but those two won't be the focus of the episode, because I actually have a few other side hustles that I'm going to mention on tonight's episode. So let's get started. The first side hustle that I have here is a lawn mowing business. So if you're into lawn mowing, if you love to be outdoors, if you're into gardening, if you're into maintaining curb appeal at your house, and you want to do the same thing for others, going into lawn mowing is a great summer side hustle, and it can go even into the fall. so this is one of those side hustles that can be not just for the summer, but can go at least one more season into the fall. So now winter, that might be a different story. That's when I went from based on what people have told me, this with lawn mowing tends to, as far as the income, it'll dry up a lot of times by winter. So the drawback to lawn mowing is that you have to find a way to manage the income that you earn over the summer with lawn mowing, and in such a way where you'll be able to to have that income still with you into the winter months. So I would say that's one drawback of having a lawn mowing business. So if you have a weed whacker or a mower along with a blower and a pickup truck that's big enough to carry your lawnmower, then you're in business. One of the best ways to market your lawn mowing business is really by creating flyers or even little business cards. A lot of websites now they offer software where you can create flyers right on your computer, or you can at an inexpensive price you may find a service that offers that, and they'll create these flyers for you at even discount prices. And so that's one way you can market your lawn mowing business. And another way to do that is just through word of mouth. You can tell all of your good friends about the lawn mowing business that you're going to start, and other kinds of services you might offer. You can also tell family members, other co-workers, people people you know, your neighbors. You just spread the word. And one of the best times to do this is, I'll say, you can do this between late winter going into early spring. That's when you really want to start spreading the word. By the time late spring and summer rolls around, that's when the competition really gets high for lawn mowing services, because most families, that's the kind of services that they'll need during the summer months and even into early fall, or in some cases late fall. The families are going to continue to have a need for lawn mowing services. So the competition will be pretty stiff. So it's best to start early with your advertising efforts. And also to as far as learning the business side of this, it doesn't hurt to also take a few business courses. You don't have to earn a degree or anything like that. Just some business courses, and maybe even some horticulture courses, just to help you understand more about the nature of lawns and just lawn care and other aspects of horticulture as it relates to having your lawn care business. And this can even help you offer other kinds of service other than just mowing the lawn. You might be able to offer some specialized services as well with your lawn mowing business. So that's one summer side hustle that will really help you earn extra income. Then the next one I have is babysitting. Now this a lot of times this idea is targeted towards teenagers and college students, but this will also work for stay-at-home moms. This is especially a good idea if you don't want to go through the whole process of being licensed as a home-based daycare. If you don't want to go that route, but you don't mind watching others' kids, but you're not interested in operating a full-blown home-based daycare, you can offer babysitting services. It's like watching kids, but without all of the legal hassles that would go with having a home-based daycare. And advertising for babysitting is similar to that if you were advertising for the lawn mowing services, word of mouth. You can visit all the different neighbors on your block who have young children and market yourself that way. Just explain to them what experience you might have in babysitting. Do you have any kind of certification? In other words, a lot of times nowadays families are increasingly looking for babysitters who are skilled or at least trained in CPR and first aid, who have received some kind of training in that. So if you receive that kind of training and you're interested in just starting a babysitting gig for the summer, you want to mention this to potential clients, because they especially appreciate that you've had some training or you're skilled in administering CPR and first aid in the event of emergency while you're watching the children. So those are two great selling points that many potential clients would appreciate. Also, you will have to be flexible if you're interested in doing babysitting services as a side gig for the summer. Because a lot of times you have some families who will want you to babysit their children early in the morning. Some they might need babysitters for the afternoon hours, and some even going into the overnight hours. So you have to be willing to have a flexible schedule as well. Although you can have a set schedule as to when you can babysit, when you can't, it's not to say that you can't get clients if you have that kind of schedule. But you should also keep in mind that it's good to have to have a you should to have a flexible schedule to offer to potential clients, as many of them might want you to babysit their children at variable hours of the day. It may not be for just it may not be for the same set of hours that you have in mind. For example, you might be more into babysitting kids from morning all the way into afternoon, but then you might run into quite a few clients who will need a babysitter from early evening all the way to at least overnight hours. So that's something you want to think about when you're offering babysitting services and making this your summer side hustle. And in addition to this, you will also need lots of patience when babysitting children. A lot of times, there'll be times when kids might have tantrums. Especially if you're going to babysit toddlers, if you're babysitting infants, you have to understand how to deal with the fussiness. You will have to get creative and calming them down. So if you have a lot of experience with dealing with the ups and downs of watching children, then babies, and you don't mind that, and you know how to overcome that pretty well, and you know how to remain calm under pressure, some of the pressures of watching children. If you have a strong ability to entertain them for a good few hours without them getting so bored and getting cranky and fussy repeatedly, it's that this would be a good gig for you. And so I would say babysitting, another great summer side hustle idea. And then there's the virtual assistant. I don't know, this is for those who spend a lot of time online and they're looking for ways to have a summer side hustle using their computers, but then they might not be interested in freelance writing, or they're not or they may not want to go the blogging route. Maybe they don't have too much time to invest in that, or they may not really be too interested in doing YouTube videos. You can work as a virtual assistant. Now, virtual assistants have a variety of responsibilities depending on which companies they work for. And these duties would include making phone calls, doing internet research, some data entry work, and also scheduling appointments for their supervisors. Also composing and responding to business emails, at times doing some graphic design. If for example, if you were a virtual assistant working for a PR firm, an advertising agency, or if you were working for an animation company, or anything that where graphic design would be a major part of that company, you might be doing some graphic design as a virtual assistant. And then there's blog management. Many times these companies have blogs on their websites, but they're not always able to add new posts or manage that, or even respond to the comments to the different blog posts that the company has on their website. If you work for a company as a virtual assistant, this will probably be part of your job description as well. In addition to that, you will be doing social media account maintenance, because let's face it, a lot of businesses are involved in social media, but that can become a headache because on top of all the other responsibilities that a lot of the company managers and PR directors and any other supervisors within a company, on top of all the responsibilities they have, they don't always have time to dedicate to managing their social media accounts and responding to a lot of the comments left on their social media pages. So this is where you would come in as a virtual assistant to do that. Now, to be an effective virtual assistant, you will need to have strong time management skills. You will have to be highly organized, and also have excellent communication skills. In addition to this, you should also be able to type at least 40 words per minute, because especially if you're going to do data entry as a virtual assistant, if you work for a company where data entry is a major part of the job, you will have to type really quick, be able to type really quickly, at least 40 words per minute. And if you're not able to type that fast, I would suggest that you just get some practice under your belt in doing that. Because that is something that is required by many companies who look for virtual assistants, and also have the ability to work independently. Now, some of the best virtual assistant companies include 24/7 Virtual Assistant, Time, etc., Helpstaff Talent, Fancy Hands, and Worldwide 101. Now, there are many more, but these are just a few that I came across while researching for tonight's episode. Now, some of the important tools you'll need for this kind of work include a computer, landline phone, knowledge of Microsoft Office, such as Microsoft Excel, Word, PowerPoint, as well as Google Suite software, and this includes Gmail, Google Calendar, and Hangouts, so anything that's associated with Google Calendar, as well as Microsoft Office. So you will need these are really more of your basic tools, but there could be others that are involved. But at the very least, you're going to need these things in order to get started as a virtual assistant. Now, some of you might be saying, well, that sounds really nice, but I don't have a lot of experience as a virtual assistant. I've never done that before. How can I break in? How can I get my feet wet? Well, there's good news for you, because for those who don't have a lot of virtual assistant experience at this point, you can start out as a social media assistant. Now, with this kind of position, it is similar to virtual assistant, but you're not going to do a lot of the heavy, you probably won't be doing a lot of the heavy duty type of work that traditional virtual assistants would do, because your focus would be mostly on managing social media for different companies or whatever, whoever you'll be working with or who your client will be. And so as a social media assistant, you will be responsible for creating relevant content for different businesses or individual clients, responding to comments from viewers of their social media pages. So a lot of times you might have to respond to comments. You'll also be updating social media profiles for clients and scheduling different blog posts and managing social media campaigns that companies would be working on. And so these are the main things you would be doing as a social media assistant. And this is actually a good training ground for becoming a regular virtual assistant. So this is great for beginners, those who are just starting out as a virtual assistant. And also to all the moms who have plenty of kids' clothing from the fall and winter months that are just taking up too much space in a closet and a drawers, a good thing to do is to sell them. And there are many ways to do this. Now, one thing you can do is sell a lot of those clothes at your local thrift stores or local consignment shops. Many of these places are great for buying used, gently used, or like new clothing, but at great prices. And you can help the stores continue to do that by selling your clothes to these stores. I would just suggest that you wash all the clothes and even fold them and package them nicely before bringing them to the store, just for presentation purposes. And also, it's best to sell the clothes that are still in style. You don't want to bring them clothes that were out of style that have been out of style for 3 years, for example. You don't want to bring that to the shops. Now, another way to sell, to make a profit off of the clothes your kids no longer want or need, is online. There are many online consignment shops. Two of them that I'm thinking about now are ThredUp and .com and swap.com. I thought about those two sites because I purchased a lot of my daughter's clothing from those sites. And sometimes I buy clothes for myself from those two sites. Those are two great sites that accept clothes for in exchange for a profit. So I was sort of off the top of my head, those are the two ones that I'm thinking about. So if you would like to go the online route instead of selling them to consignment shops in your area, you can sell them online. And two good sites to go to for this are swap.com and threadup.com. Those two sites are popular for selling clothes on consignment online. There's so many other different side hustles. There's so many to choose from. I didn't include freelance writing in this episode because many people are already pretty much already aware of that, and that's something I do as well. So, but I'll just toss it out there in this episode, but I won't dedicate a whole lot to it because there are so many different sites out there where you can submit your work. You can submit your work to online magazines, or you can go the job board route, which some people do when they're first starting out in freelance writing. So that's another option. And also, for those who are into food service, they are looking for the side hustle, they might choose to do restaurant work on a part-time basis. Now, this is especially good for those who are with their kids during the day and they want to be home with their children for the most part for most of the day. They can do their work at night. So, and since many restaurants are open well into the late night hours, this would be a good option for stay-at-home moms who are home with their children mostly during the day, but they still want a side gig. They can work at a restaurant or hotel during the nighttime hours, and so that might work out for you. And also, we can't forget hairdressing. And what I mean by hairdressing is that it doesn't always mean that you're doing hair at a regular salon. There have been many cases of hairdressers in different neighborhoods who style hair right from their houses. Now, you want to check your state laws regarding that, just to see about the regulations for that. But that's another good side gig, and it's the same thing if you're a barber. If you want to cut hair from your house and have a clientele that way, those two gigs are excellent for the summer. Because as we know, during the summertime, we have so many different festivals taking place. I'll just give you an example. Here in New Orleans, we have the Essence Fest. There's Jazz Fest that just happened in April. I'm going into early part of May. There's food festivals that we have all throughout Southeast Louisiana. Just so much happening. And not to mention the fact that we have a lot of conventions here in New Orleans. People from out of town, they come here for conventions. There's music concerts at a lot of our clubs and bars. Then there's restaurants. I mean, we have a ton of restaurants here. And so there's never a shortage. So depending on where you live, there'll probably not be too much of a shortage of people wanting to get dolled up, want to get their hair cut, want to have their hair looking nice. So hairdressing and barbering are also great side hustle ideas for the summer. And with that said, I'm going to end tonight's episode. Like I said, I didn't want this to be a long, drawn-out episode, but just a nice, fun episode about how we all can have, how we all can boost our income with some side hustles this summer. Until next time, everyone, have a blessed night.